Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, hi, hello. Guess what? We made it through the show. 200 episodes. Can you believe it?
200 episodes. Thank you so much, all of our listeners. We couldn't have done it without you. Or if we did do it without you, it would have been a very lonely podcast.
Yeah, we wouldn't have liked it as much for sure. And to celebrate 200 episodes, we have some new merch added to the merch store at TeePublic. Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary, for your amazing work. Thank you, fans, for your feedback on some of that merch you'd like to see. Keep your eyes on the merch page. We're going to continue to roll out from time to time. But we have some 200 episode additional merch. And if you are a member of the Off Book Clubhouse, check that email. You're going to get a discount code if you've been waiting for a reason to join the Off Book Clubhouse. Maybe this is it.
You can find those links either at thezackandthejess.com and click merch in the menu, or it's on our Instagram page right in the bio. Get on it. Also, to celebrate, we are doing a live stream campfire show now that everyone is vaccinated. That will be Wednesday, the 12th. Wednesday, May 12th.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow even, if you're listening to this when it comes out, at 7 p.m. Pacific time, because we gotta wait for that sun to go down. Sorry,
we're gonna just casual jam. I don't know. We're gonna casual jam. Guess what? We're gonna make it up like we always do. So be there, and I'm sure you check the socials for more information on how to watch and where to watch and when to watch.
And if you can't make it live, it'll be the recording will be up for a while. Don't freak out. But 7 o'clock tomorrow, the 12th of May, p.m. Pacific time.
200 episodes of this. 200 episodes of this. Can you believe?
We can't. Thanks, y'all.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Fun, and it's great, and it's fun that you're here, and it's great that you're here. Where is here? Here is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King Pianist, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Take it to the chorus, Brett on the frets.
Give it up for potentially in post, Dana Wickens on the stickens, and you can cut this if she doesn't get to it, but we'll
actually
put that
don't
in.
Cut it.
Don't cut it.
And if she doesn't get to it, tweet at Dana and say, we love you and your dog. Don't mention this. Don't be weird.
Yeah, just be nice.
Just be nice.
Anyway, here's where you are. You're at Off Book, the improvised musical podcast, and here's why it's great that you're here.
Okay.
Okay, there's a lot of things that are great, but here's the greatest reason for why you're here. Mm-hmm. We have on the show today an all-time fave. I would say a legend in the Off Book pantheon.
Yep, correct.
A genuine delight and talent. Please welcome back to the show, Tawny Newsom!
Wow, you have no idea how joyful it is to see two people speak in sync over a Zoom.
Right?
What a treat. Welcome, what magic.
Welcome to the joy of Jamulus, in his name we pray.
Jamulus.
Or her name, or their name. I guess I don't know. Jamulus feels like the name of an elder god.
Yes, a multi-headed deity.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me back, you all. One of my first appearances on this show, I'm convinced, was prophetic into my on-camera career.
I know.
As a space captain.
As being space people in everything that I do. So I have this show to thank.
Well, thank you. I do want to say I have thought of that before. I was like, she really then took off into space.
And would all the sort of hours of honing her craft and being very talented and hustling really have put you over the edge if you hadn't done Make Space for Family on Off Book in its very early days?
Exactly. That was the moment.
Well, here's what I'll say. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know for sure. Tawny, you're in a house in Canada.
Please call that out for the viewers. For anyone watching the video, please know that this is not my style. this beige, candled, circular, it's just not me. It is not me.
It's a home goods display table.
Yes.
But in a house.
It is strong pewter candlesticks. It is
a home goods display that doesn't want to be noticed too hard.
It is for someone, and none of those people are on this podcast currently.
Look, they're not me. They belong to the lovely lady who let me quarantine in this house for 2 weeks. So praise be to her.
Via your Instagram, you see so many bears.
There's so many bears here. So there's a golf course across the street, and there's like mountains right behind that. And these bears it's like the perfect weather. It's like warm. They're just getting out of hibernation, and the golf course is closed. So they're just like wandering around. They crawl up in the neighbor's yard. It's wild.
Bears love golf.
Hey, Barry? Barry, were you going to use a 9 there?
I was thinking either a 9 or an 8.
I think that's too much club for you, man. I think that's too much club.
How can you say something like that to me? You see the way I handle an 8?
I'm just saying, coming out of hibernation, our muscles have atrophied a little bit. You just want to make sure that you remember that's too much club.
Well, I'm not going to putt from this far away.
No, I'm not suggesting putt. I just thought maybe you should club down a little bit.
I don't know.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah, please.
I think you need a chipper.
Oh, yeah.
I am in a sand trap. That feels like maybe what I should have gone to.
You need a chipper. It's like a shovel, but a golf club.
Guys, can I say, I know that no one likes hearing about dreams. Like, this is well-worn territory. No one likes hearing about dreams.
Beryl, this is a safe space.
But I think we should say that hibernation dreams are kind of different, right? They kind of are a different, because like we were dreaming for weeks.
Yeah, because that's like psychedelic. That's some trippy shit, so that's okay.
Yeah.
I had this one where I was the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, shit.
And I was like looking down at my fur and thinking, I'm not really that golden. I'm more like orangey. Well, and then I thought, in a certain light, I'm golden.
Oh, shit, that's wild.
Is that anything? Was that worth telling you guys?
I mean, time will tell.
Time will tell.
But when you're a bear playing golf, you got nothing but time. That's the joy of a sport. You can just be fine and on the green with the clubs. You can let folks play through and take the time you need for you.
Take your time. There is just one goal. Take your time. Wake up and get it in the hole.
Hibernate. Feels hibernate when you hibernate.
Guys, I wanna know something real quick. I know you never listen to me, but I'd like to ask you to chip. You need to chip your way out of a sandbox, I should know. Cause when I was a baby bear, my mom taught me to chip myself out of snow. That's right, I chip myself out of snow.
Take your time. Take your time. There's just one goal. Take your time.
Take your time.
Get in the hole.
Take your time.
Take your time.
There is just one goal.
Take your time.
And Berrygold and Berrold, I'm so happy to have this time on the green with both of you.
I'd like to say it's very important, sorry, it's very important that our friendship survive this long winter.
If you'll take a second and hear me out, I think it's not just bears that hold us together. Without a doubt, I think it's this common interest, this little hobby that links us together. Without being snobby,
take your time.
Take your time.
Take your time.
You know I hate to do this, but we're getting a lot of complaints about rate of play.
Play
now,
through.
You guys look at it.
Play
look,
through. We were letting everyone play.
Well, and eventually, oh. You can't just let everybody play through. You know, you have a tea time, and you guys know I hate to do this. You guys know I'm huge fans.
Greta Goose, you got to let people play through.
You guys know I'm huge fans. You guys, I know I'm say welcome back. It's great to see the Berry Trio, and I'm so happy to see you back on the course, back on the links, back on the greens.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a question. What about taking time for singing? You know, that's important to bears that we take time to sing.
And you know, like I'm a huge fan of that. You know, that's why I love when you guys come back out of hibernation. You know, you guys know I give you your first round for free because I'm so excited to see you. Berrygold. You're my favorites. And that's why, I had the cart. I'm going to have the cart mongoose come through and get you beers, get you seltzers, get you Bloody Marys, get you a little Amen juice, whatever you need to get you through. But I am getting a lot of complaints about rate of play. So, if you could just a couple of that.
I don't understand why we can't just let everyone play through.
Well, eventually, Berry, that reaches, no longer has a lot of efficacy on the course because we do need to keep a certain rate of play. I mean, it's in the PGA rules. You're only allowed to take a certain amount of time before you take each shot. So you guys just, club up, club down, chip, putt, move on. I love that you let people play through.
You're real tightly wound right now.
Well, I went south and it was great.
That should have been relaxing.
It was supposed to be relaxing.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went to Ecuador, but normally I go a little bit further south, but this time
the travel ban, right?
The travel ban. So yeah. I stayed in Ecuador. I was in Ecuador for 14 days in a tiny house that was not my aesthetic.
Nest. The travel ban specifically for you.
Yeah, for me. Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, goose droppings are, you have to be very careful because if they're not perfectly accustomed to that ecological, biodiversity.
Well, you party. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
Well, I want you to do me a favor, Greta, and think back to when you were in Ecuador. You were probably way more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I probably was way more relaxed, but also maybe I wasn't fulfilled. Maybe I was starting to get a little bit bored.
Think back to when you were in Ecuador. Were you happy? Were you sad or were you bored?
Was I happy? Was I sad? Was I bored? Oh, for sure. But I was maybe happier in Ecuador.
And that's why I need you to think back.
Think back.
That's why I need you to think back.
Way, way, way back.
You need to remember when you were happy and having a snack.
Oh, a snack.
A think back.
Think back.
A think way, way, way back.
Think
way, way, way back.
When you were in Ecuador and happy and maybe just a little more relaxed.
Oh, Well, I think that I can tell you all this. I think I can give you the truth. I think you know that I'm not the best at being a loose goose. And I feel like I am safe and I can tell you what I think. But you know I sometimes like to be on the brink. Because it's maybe where I prefer to be. A flappity, 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 flapping my wings. And maybe it's too much a snore when I'm in Ecuador. But I'll think back.
Think back. Just think back.
Think back.
To when you were relaxed.
And maybe having a snack.
I did like the snacks.
Now you are one of the gooses I love.
Aw, thanks.
And so I want you to think of the chillest bird you can think of.
Okay.
And turn into that bird. For a minute, just turn into that bird. Just turn into that bird. For a minute, just turn into that bird. Don't be the stressed out goose, cause we're sick of it.
Fair, maybe my life would be more simple and full if I acted more like this one seagull. I met this
that's
seagull.
That's the chillest bird you can think of?
Oh, very chill.
But it seems like that's a stressful bird.
His name was Seth. I watched him get caught in a wave. Whoa. Then he popped back up and said, hey, that's my friend Dave.
Wow.
He was really just sort of...
He just went with the flow.
He went with the flow, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Bears. All right, Bears. You made your point. It's your first day out of hibernation. I'm going to tell everybody else to just relax, okay? I'm going to tell the foxes. I'm going to tell the wolves. I'm going to tell the lynx. Relax. They're hitting the lynx in their own very special way. Okay. And if you want to just, you know, give them a little room, give them a little breathing room, they're going to chip, they're going to putt, and they're going to have a nice time, all right?
It's going to be great. We're going to let everyone play through.
We're going to leave them alone. I definitely won't mess with those lynxes. They're the meanest animals I ever seen.
You got to look out for those lynx, especially on the lynx. Sorry, guys. Did I miss anything? I was looking for my ball.
Greta Goose was just here stressing everyone out.
We tried to get her to calm down, but it didn't work.
I do love her, though.
Yeah.
She's a sweetie, but she's going to have a heart attack.
She's great, but she needs to be able to separate like her personal life from her job here.
Yeah.
Because it's really causing... And I was like, as we were just saying, I feel like we were just getting to this.
Exactly.
It's so important for us to take our time and talk about golf because we have virtually nothing in common as Bears.
Right.
But we have a ton of common as per our love of this great sport, golf.
Yeah. If it wasn't for this, I'd be like, who are you guys?
And that's okay.
Yeah.
We can be different.
Yeah. It's just like when I see Barry, when I see you like pick up the little grass and let it go so that you
testing
see which
the
way
wind.
The wind's
that's
going.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Barigold, when I see you using the little station to clean your ball, I'm like, oh,
and Barold,
that's
when
great.
When I see you like picking up the little flag,
and
letting everyone know like I'm close enough, I don't need it.
Yeah. Or when you tear a salmon apart with just your two paws.
That's true. I mean, we do still have some bear things in common.
Oh man, I got blown away off course.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Whoa. Intruder alert.
My friend Dave isn't even over here.
Oh.
Dave!
Shit, we heard about
This
Dave!
This is wild. Whoa. I've never seen a seagull inland in British Columbia.
Whoa, three bears. I could be in jeopardy of my life right now.
Hey.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Hey, wobbly seagull, what are you doing over here?
This is far for you.
That's a great question. I did not intend to be here, my large and furry friends. I just sort of got caught in a... what's it called? Okay, you know wind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it goes like around in a circle.
Twister?
Tornado.
Maybe. I was like, I gotta get in there. Get to that sweet, chewy, chocolatey center. But there isn't one.
No.
It's just wind. And it blew me around a lot. And all of a sudden, here I am. I'm looking for my main amigo, Dave. And I do not see him anywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that you probably aren't going to find him in this BC Canada. It's probably not going to be the place for Dave.
Well, let me describe him to you. And then you tell me if he's the kind of guy that'd be around here.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Let me tell you about Dave.
We should keep walking as you do this.
Yeah,
I'll walk with you
for a while.
Greta Goose, I can't have her come back.
There's a man that I know in my life and he won't behave. And his name is Dave.
His name is Dave.
Like
He's always the last one up, partying late night at a rave. His name is Dave.
And his name is Dave.
He's always sitting up in a big old tree with a big old floppity tail. And he's very white and he has little stripes and spots and he cannot sail. And he loves to be in the snow a lot and he's a big old purry cat. But there's so much more to my main man Dave, and I will tell you that, but he won't behave. And his name is Dave.
His name is Dave.
And I'm probably gonna find him like any day now. When his name is Dave, his name is Dave. Ooh, he's gonna party his way probably into an early grave. Now, I could just list facts about Dave for hours. You'll recognize him by his voice. He sounds a lot like my main man, Austin Powers. He's always telling people, oh, behave.
Oh, I get it.
Because his name is Dave.
Because his name is Dave. He wears dark sunglasses.
He's a cat.
In the middle of the day. He's a big old cat. I'm glad you caught on to that. And did I mention that his name is Dave?
Several times.
He's also climbed a tree. He's got a big old floppy tail.
Yeah.
And his name is Dave, and I don't know where he is. And his parties never fail, and he won't behave.
Right. Okay.
What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, it seems like your friend Dave sure knows what to say. It seems like he has all the answers every day. And Dave seems like a guy who just knows exactly how to play the game of life.
He sure does. He plays the game of life.
He knows how to play the game.
And his name is Dave.
His name is Dave.
I've been searching for him for days, and his name is Dave. That's just a few things about my main man, Dave.
Guys, okay, yeah, I don't think Dave is another seagull. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's a lynx.
Yeah, we learned that Dave is a sunglasses wearing lynx.
Huh.
I mean, what color are lynx?
Any kind of. I think a lynx is multiple.
Okay.
A lynx is a puma, but different in different parts of the world. Or like a bobcat, I think.
Puma, like, bobcat.
And then sometimes they just call it like a wild, you know, like a, just a catch-all.
Well,
like
tell me if you find him, because I got some important information that's for Dave's ears only.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, dang.
Like, don't stress about it. It's chill.
Is it my hit? What do we say? Is it my drive?
Yeah, it's your hit.
Okay.
Yeah. Marigold, it's your hit.
Please don't talk in my backswing.
Fair.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, that was
great. Really
shot.
Connected with the ball.
Do you know what I love about that? Oh, you got a lucky bounce.
Wow.
You hit the cart path. Yep. Your bounce, you're dancing on that green, Marigold.
You're right there, Marigold.
Right there. That's a two putt if I ever saw it. Although, you know what? You know what they say. Putting's where it goes to hell.
Yeah. I'm going to try to eagle on this one, though. I'm going to try to eagle.
That's what we'll say. If you get it.
One more time.
Okay. If you get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Dave, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
What is it?
That gull is gulling about for you, and I just wanted to give you the heads up.
Dave, I want to look for you way over here.
Okay, that gull is gulling about for you, so.
Look, do me a favor, all right? You like Dave, right?
I love Dave.
We're
Dave,
buds. You think
Dave
is cool,
right? Dave gives Chipmunk a lot of protection.
Thank you so much.
A lot of protection for the old Chippity Monk when he gets to hang out in the clutches of Dave.
Shut up. I got a headache. Okay,
absolutely. You want me to get those tempies?
No, I want
those
you
temples?
To stand still for once in your fucking road.
Drink, Mongoose. I see an empty cup over here. Can I top someone off over here?
I take a Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
It.
What a fun activity beer.
Why are you just such a loud Mongoose? I've never met a Mongoose this loud, man.
You sound just like my mother. Can I get you anything to drink?
Yeah, give me a shot of vodka and mix it with two shots of tequila.
And would you like me to mix in some Michelob Ultra into that vodka and two shots of tequila?
Oh my gosh, yeah, Dave, you're going to party into an early grave.
There you go. All right. Can you do the Austin Powers voice?
Oh my gosh, Mongoose.
Okay, I can't wait. Later, I'm going to get you to do it. Drink, Mongoose. Get your Michelob Ultra.
Oh, the burden of celebrity, you know what I mean?
Oh, it must be so hard for you, Dave.
Okay, now look, Chipmunk. Yep. I gotta impress upon you that I can't have that fucking seagull come up, all right?
I know.
He harshes every mellow. He is not cool.
I know. And I wanted to give you the warning, but you know, I don't have a lot of, I don't have a lot of
friends.
Whoa, I wasn't gonna.
I'm sorry, what were
no,
you
No, now
say?
That you say it. Well, now that you say it. What's a lot of friends?
Do you run out of fingers counting them?
Well, can I count cousins? Do cousins count?
That's a personal question between you and your cousins.
I think, yes, some of my cousins I would count, but some of them are just cousins. If I'm being honest, so there's definitely Sarah. We grew up together, and then there's Kyle.
Oh, we're doing them all? Okay.
Also, I think me and Francis really connect, though it's been a while. And there's...
Let me ask you something. Yeah. How many phone numbers do you have?
Well, oh, have?
Of these people that you think are friends.
Some of us are more like email, like occasional email, where we'll say, hey, I was thinking about you, and so I wanted to say hi. But we don't get together very often by and by. But I still think, well, if I'm counting, I think I am fine. I think that I have nine.
But you counted your cousins.
But only some of my cousins.
Okay, can I give you a handy rubric so you know how many friends you have?
Yep.
Cousins are friends, and friends are cousins you can call.
Okay, yeah.
Just remember, friends are cousins that you can call.
Okay, so maybe I'm not great. Now that you say that, I think I have six. Not eight. I was only gonna knock off one, 'cause I haven't talked to them in 3 years. But I think I should knock off more. But either way, Dave is here from Ecuador. He's gonna blow your cool. I'm sorry you are Dave. I'm speaking out of school. But that seagull, he is here.
I don't want to see that seagull. I want to drink my beer. Covered shots.
Well, here are those. Dave, you know what would get me back up to seven friends?
What's that?
If you were my friend.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because you are annoying. But I don't mean to be mean.
Dave.
I just want to clarify that I have a lot of friends who don't bother me.
Yeah.
So I want to keep them close and you far away.
We only have so much time. And you're in like a no new friends phase. Yep. Okay, fair enough.
So, are we cool?
Yeah. Yeah, totally, totally cool. Totally cool. I feel like I shouldn't have put you on the spot and asked for it. Like, if it's gonna happen, I should let it happen organically.
Like, you gotta, if you can dish out the question, you gotta be able to eat the meal that's made, you know.
And
what I mean?
I know that.
Yeah, see here, you two. It's time for foxes to play on the court.
Oh shit.
Oh,
Foxes are narcs.
Oh, yes, it's just a couple of foxes here.
Do I see people with uncovered alcoholic beverages on the court and non-regulation shoes?
I'm sick of you hall monitor ass fucking foxes. Get out of my face.
We got these drinks from the mongoose with the mongoose court. It's part of the course. It's part of the course.
You must be David and that little chipmunk that follows him around, thinking you can flaunt all the rules because you're just two cool best friends, always looking out for each other, who are got each other's back all the time.
So many backs you got. See,
we both know right now. If I took off at a run, you would not catch me. All right, so don't talk.
I'd run away. I'd run in the opposite direction.
All right, great. Well, then
you're an apex predator, and I'm a predator lower down in the food chain. You see?
Yeah, we know where we land, see? We're just trying to play a little golf, see? Get out on the links, see?
Foxes
we're
not even are like theater kids. Like, you guys are like the drama.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, what a to-do to die today.
That's a minute or two to-do. A thing distinctly hard to say, but harder still. A to-do. You've caused us a grievous insult, Mr. Lynx.
You've made us so embarrass you, my thing.
And to pay you back for what you've done today, allow us now to put on a little play.
Oh, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Let's just skip to the third act of our town.
That's right.
No.
Let's just skip to the third act of our town.
This girl talking to air.
Let's just skip to the third act of our town.
Do it.
Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, Our Town, the Seminole Play.
Everybody in the town's dead. I spoiled it. Here's some coffee. I miss food and coffee. The end.
Oh, you think that's the only play we can skip to the third act of?
No, I'm sure you got...
Well, we know lots and lots of plays all stored in our brain. And we could skip to the third act of any of these plays.
Let's just skip to the first act of our town.
That's right. Now let's skip to the first act of our town, where we meet all the town and the people all around, and we learn about their lives.
And a stage man is there, and he narrates the play, and he helps it all so wise.
And we meet some folks' as children, and we've not seen them grow up.
Because everybody's dead.
And there's the part at the end where they look at the stars.
Our town.
Our town. Thornton Wilder's seminal work of our town. That's all we'll do. We've done act one and also act three.
Now we'll do act two. We get it.
Gibbs is another child. Now they are to be wed. This is the part that we fall in love with them. So it hurts when they are dead.
But they're not dead yet, cause that's act three. And we're not quite there at all. This is the part in the middle, and we know it, and we're not going to stall about our town. Will any of these animals complete a full round of golf? Will that annoying seagull meet back up with Dave? Will the chipmunk make a friend? Are these bears ever going to get all the way through?
Find out when we return to the second half of...
Golf! But when a bunch of animals do it...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left, guess what? A bunch of animals were playing golf. And Dave the Lynx doesn't want to see Seth the Seagull. Why is that? Find out when we return to the second half of Golf, But When a Bunch of Animals Do It, the musical.
Okay, I'm going to try this one more time.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm at a payphone. But it's like one of those old payphones where I'm in like, it's shaped like a phone and I can't remember the number and I can't dial. And then that's when I remember I'm dreaming,
right.
But I can't really enjoy it because I know I can't wake up yet because it's not spring.
Mm.
Is that an interesting dream to talk about or was that still kind of a dud?
You did it. So that's what's most important is that you did talk about it.
Yeah. I mean... For me, first of all, are y'all sleeping straight through or are you getting up a little bit?
I sleep straight. I think I usually get up about 2 times.
Yeah.
But I try to basically.
But not even like blink, 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 look around, back to sleep.
I get up once to pee in the first 2 weeks and then I sleep for 6 months.
Okay.
And then I'll have a couple little eye flutters like a week apart before I fully get up.
Do you know what was huge for me that I tried 3 years ago?
Eye mask.
Yes, melatonin. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Eye mask. Yeah, I noticed you were wearing that eye mask.
Yeah.
It's probably real good.
Well, it just really helps keep it dark.
I'm up all the time.
Oh, Barry, that's like, tough.
Sort of, that's like, not good.
That's
like
tough.
Getting up, sort of like going around the cave, decorating it the way I like it, hang out for an hour or two, go back to sleep.
You're supposed to get your sleep for the year. You're not supposed to be up and about. Have you gotten checked out?
No, I don't love my doctor.
Oh, sure.
He's an owl, and I feel, like, very judged.
Yeah. Does he, like, call you all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the same doctor.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what,
guys? Like, and it's like he's trying to bridge the gap from, like, a cousin who calls a lot to a cousin who is your friend.
That's so tough.
And, like, you don't get to be a friend just because you decide to.
I go to that salamander in the brook.
How are they?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Because like now I feel like I can just text them and they get back to me.
That's the Chinese River salamander, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's
I was like, oh man.
Isn't it weird though that your doctor is so like compared to your size and mass, the fact that your doctor like can't even measure up to like your paw, is that strange for you?
It did take me a moment to adjust, but then I felt like what actually ended up happening was they can like run all over my body and like inspect the smallest little
crevasses.
When I first saw them though, I was also surprised at how big Chinese River salamanders can get.
Yeah,
it's like multiple feet.
I think all of our doctors are at a conference right now. I wonder what they're doing.
Oh, well, that was quite a lecture. Did everyone enjoy it?
My favorite part was when they talked about client relations and how that's like, you know, that's the new bedside manner is like, how easy are you to communicate with?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yes. It's important to communicate. Yes.
Do you have a helpline?
Yes.
You know?
My favorite part was getting the branded stethoscope.
Oh, I like that. I love swag.
I love Dr. Swag.
I love swag.
You have to be careful with swag. You have to be careful because a lot of them come from the pharmaceutical companies. And I just want to say.
I don't want to be beholden to a pharmaceutical company.
I don't want to be beholden.
Look, I took a Hippocratic oath, and that means that I have to, you know, keep my moral compass pointed north at all times.
First, do no harm. First, do no harm.
Second,
do a bunch of medicine.
Yeah.
Ooh. First, we do no harm.
Ooh.
Second is a bunch of medicine.
And third, do a bunch of roundhouse kicks.
Ooh.
For style.
Ooh.
Nobody asked me, but I have a fourth. If anybody wants to hear it,
we do.
My fourth one is most important. You may have heard it in the air. It's self
into a bunch of medicine. Third to roundhouse kicks.
Follow two, I also find free. I sometimes get tripped up when I try number three.
The roundhouse kick.
But is number four alright? Four gives me such bliss.
Hell yeah.
I never forget it. I never forget taking care of all this.
Five is the one we love.
Make sure that you fund your Roth IRA.
Roth IRA.
That's number five.
Your Roth IRA.
Financial future.
Your Roth IRA.
What'd you say, Roth?
It's part of your whole health.
6 through 10 is keeping the front door shut.
Shut all four doors.
You gotta. I need 6 through 10 for that one. Ooh, because
people come. People will try to come in.
They will come and go.
Oh my god!
They will and if they come in when I'm doing number three, they might accidentally get roundhouse kicked.
And honestly, if they come in when I'm doing number four, they might have questions.
And they might want to join in. Ooh, but it's self care, not stranger care.
It's self care.
Stranger care is number one and two a lot of the time.
That is being a doctor.
That is being
sure.
A doctor.
I meet with a lot of strangers.
Stranger care than self-care. Sometimes it's important to remember self-care first.
How's your Roth IRAs doing?
Fully funded.
Very good. Fat and happy.
Congratulations.
Anyway, that's what I imagine them doing.
Yeah. I wonder what
I imagine they sit around just like going over the rules of being a doctor.
That's probably what they do.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because mine seems like she knows the rules like real well.
Wait,
so.
I don't think this is any of our balls. Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
This ball's from one of those damn foxes.
Well, it seems that we have hit our ball too far.
Oh, fair play, foreplay. Looks like we should have called out four before we played all.
Speaking of four, see, did you know that some plays come in more acts than three?
I didn't offend you, okay? So I don't deserve your wrath. My bear friends and I aren't the ones who pissed you off. Okay?
This isn't
wrath. This is a little bit of pizzazz.
Au contraire, see?
See, this is just us trying to get our balls, see? And now, remind you that sometimes so acts come in four and five, see?
Now listen, see, we're foxes, which means we talk like this, and we're also very dramatic, see?
So we also talk like this. I've been working on my mid-Atlantic.
Oh, I'm okay with it, truly. Is this your ball? Do you guys want them back?
I see my ball, and I raise you.
Wow, you guys got
this.
A lot of...
tea.
And tools in your toolbox.
And I see this tea and I raise you this cucumber sandwich. Are you familiar with the importance of being earnest, see?
They eat a lot of sandwiches, see?
A lot of cucumber sandwiches at tea time, see?
Barry, Beryl, do you guys want to stick around here or should we go to the next hole?
Let's go ahead and go to the next hole.
Let's go ahead and call. Okay, bye, we'll stay here.
Just give me a snowman for that hole. That's when I just take an eight because I didn't finish it.
I'm going to call mine a bogey. Yeah,
it's fine.
I think I swallowed my ball.
Our first day back from hibernation. Let's just have fun out here.
If you're gonna play golf,
you're gonna eat a few golf balls.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
I'm sorry, Bears. Have any of you seen a seagull?
Oh, I didn't catch that. Sorry.
Sorry, this chipmunk's talking to us, I think.
Did any of you bears see a seagull?
There was a seagull, I think, named Seth who came by here a while ago.
Do you happen to know, which way he went?
I mean, it's not so much which, we're on the ground, so we go, right or left or forward. He can go, up, diagonal. So, I don't know.
Three dimensions?
Yeah.
Four dimensions? Which one's up?
Whoa. The fourth dimension.
Whoa. That's a crazy thing to think about. Which one's up?
Oh,
because I'm up in this tree.
Oh, there he is.
That's a weird thing.
Hey,
Dave. Sorry.
Hey, Mr. Siegel.
Yeah.
Oh, please, Mr. Siegel is my father. You can call me Seth.
Oh. Oh, see, Siegel's one of my favorite Chekhov plays.
These guys keep following us.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, I wish that I could ever be in Uncle Vanya, but I'm not right for any of the parts.
When you put a gun on stage, see, in the first act, it has to go off by the third act, see?
Why are you doing that voice with a Chekhov play? It doesn't make a ton of sense.
Oh, I'm not in the play yet. I'm just speaking to my knowledge of the play.
If we were in the play, we'd be like, oh, hello, Natasha.
Oh, no,
these cherry orchard and these seagulls make me so sad.
These cherry orchards won't chop themselves. Shall we get engaged or move on with our lives?
Foxes, I heard that someone in the clubhouse said that theater games don't breed strong minds. You better go challenge them to a fight.
Ah, we will post haste. Now, theater games do breed strong minds.
I'm so sorry, Seth.
That was quick. Thank
you. Yeah, there. You know, you gotta throw something. Like, you gotta throw a piece of bread. And for those guys, the piece of bread is dissing the theater.
Whoa. Hold up. Does somebody here have a piece of bread?
Oh. No, it was a metaphor for...
Oh, beans. I'd love a piece of bread.
Yeah, I'm
sure you could buy one.
Seth.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Chipmunk. What Seth? Can I do for you?
I need you to, how do I put this? I need you to, get the fuck out of here and never come back.
Whoa.
Well... All you had to do was ask.
Wait, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's such like a crazy thing. That's such crazy energy to bring to someone. I can only assume that is in your journey that you're going through. That's like so important to you. So like, yeah, of course I'll do that. I hope it's worth it.
Oh, wait.
I hope that the reason that you're doing it is so worth it and that you find what you're looking for and that the end fully justifies the means.
Stop.
What?
Stop!
So fast. What?
Sorry, things travel fast through a chipmunk pod. I don't want you to get the fuck out of here and never come back. That's just what my boss, I guess, what my protector, my toxic cousin, not friend, Dave, asked me to do. But Dave's not even my friend. He told me that very clearly.
Whoa. Did you say Dave?
Yeah. Dave told me to tell you to leave and never come back, 'cause he didn't want you on his track. He said, I don't have any business with that seagull anymore. He should have stayed in Ecuador, should have closed that door. But Dave never looks me in the eye. Dave never listens when I squeak. Dave never looks me in the eye. Not like you did. Not like you did.
Everyone's on their own journey, and Dave's on one as well. It's hard to say where he is, but he's going through a personal hell. And it comes out as anger, and it comes out as grief. But underneath those sunglasses, there's a good Dave, I believe.
Still, Dave's gotta look you in the eye.
Dave doesn't look you in the eye.
Dave doesn't look you in the eye. That's right, oh, Dave's gotta listen when you cry. He's gotta look you in the eye and tell you that you're all he cares about.
Chipmunk friend, could you point me to Dave? I've got something very important that I need to say to Dave.
To Dave. To Dave. To Dave. To Dave.
Mr. Siegel, if I could just interject.
Again, Mr. Siegel is my father.
I want you to approach Dave with respect. He's got an anger problem.
I know.
And he doesn't want to see you. So please go up to him and, I don't know, just try not to be you. That sounds pretty rude. I don't mean not be you, but maybe be less of yourself.
Huh. Maybe try not looking him in the eye.
Don't look him in the eye.
Maybe just give Dave some time. 'Cause Dave doesn't look me in the eye. At least not in a way that I can tell. 'Cause he's always wearing those shades. Dave.
Well, I feel like we helped you out a great deal and set you up for success.
Yeah, don't be myself. Don't look him in the eye.
Have respect.
Have respect.
Just at the beginning, you know, just give him time to kind of warm up. We're all warming up from hibernation. And I think, like, in many ways, Dave is warming up from a lifetime of hibernation.
That's what I was saying. Dave's on a personal journey.
So just, like, just don't come at, I think what Barry Goldman was like, don't come at him too strong with all
Totally. Y'all, I really appreciate what you're trying to do. I've known Dave for a long, long time, but that the input is absolutely valid.
Well, I didn't realize you and Dave went back. I really didn't realize. I thought, like, it was just from this one. Yeah. We weren't used to seeing a seagull around here.
I guess I sometimes say that people are my close personal friends, when in reality, I haven't known them that long at all. So when I say go back, I mean have met before. And I've noticed that some people actually don't think of that in the same way. Like, for example, how many close friends do you think I have?
Well, start with how many cousins do you have?
Yeah,
I have.
Start there.
17 cousins, and I text with all of them.
Okay.
Wow.
I think you got yourself 17 friends.
That's impressive. That's a minimum of 17 friends.
Then there's a harbor seal that makes just like a gazpacho you would not believe.
Wow. Now that is friendship.
And then I met a peacock in Thousand Oaks who's like an MMA fighter.
Whoa. Oh, roundhouse kicks? You kidding me? Like a doctor?
Yeah, she roundhouse kicks all day, just like a doctor. She's very cool. And then one time when I was in... I was in Madagascar.
You really get around.
Oh, yeah. I'm traveling all the time. But it's mostly because when I see a big, what do you call it? When the wind, but it's going in a circle.
Twister?
I just got to get into those guys and see if there's a warm, crispy, crunchy, caramel center.
There's not candy in it. No.
So far. Anyway, I'm going to go off and talk to Dave. Wish me luck.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, boy. He's going to get eaten.
Barry, I think it's your ball.
Okay. Hey, there it is. All right.
Wow, we all did a great job. I think we golfed -1,000.
Yeah. Hey, wait, this is the 18th hole.
Wait a minute.
Wow, time really went by.
You know who else has got to be done is probably Dave, right?
Yeah, Dave's got to be finishing up anytime.
Yeah, there he is. It's over by the flag.
Oh, shit, I didn't know you guys were there.
Hola, mi amigo. Long time no see.
Oh, it's you, Seth. What's up, man?
Hey.
We're over here if you take your time on the putt. Your time on the putt, Dave.
I'm here with this chipmunk because I think later the chipmunk actually has some things that would benefit them to say to you. But for now, I had something really important I wanted to tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I knew you were all upset because you were like, I'm not like the other Lynx, and that's why I gotta wear sunglasses all the time.
You think that's my flaw?
No, I figured out why I think you're so, why you feel so different than the other, I mean... I was just taking a swing.
Seth, I think you're doing like exactly what we told you not to. I feel like you're coming in really hot, and maybe you should just say like, "Hey, Dave, how are you? I'm sorry I scared you by coming up from Ecuador and it brought up some stuff."
No, taken. Hey, Dave, I'm sorry I scared you from coming out to Ecuador and brought up some stuff. How are you?
Yeah, good. A more open opening.
Do you even know how to approach someone who's going through a hard time? Do you even know how to
come up to someone who's not doing well and having a bad time. Do you even know how to come slow and up to me nice? Do you have sense? To bits, 'cause I'm a giant fucking cat and I'm upset. I'm upset, I'm upset.
Talk about it.
I'm mad that I'm the only cat who likes golf. I'm upset that no cats like to golf with me ever. So I hide behind these shades and I wear this mean sweater that says fuck off. The sweater says fuck off.
And when we were down in Ecuador was the first time he ever found one more. A puma who played around. And Seth, you were like, whoa, I've never seen anything like that.
Now you know why I'm so alone and why I don't like when little animals act like I'm their home. We are not friends and we are not cousins, but if you wanna be something with me, get in the oven of logic and figure it out.
Oven of logic and figure it out.
Oven of logic. Just set that oven to 350 degrees of logic and figure it out.
I might have heat stroke. It's hot out here and I have so much fur. I'm not doing great. My brain is a little scrambled out here.
Well, I think today, Dave, you might actually want to hear the thing I had to say. You left Ecuador so quickly, so sad and alone. The puma gave me their number to give to you to call them on the phone.
Say what?
Whoa.
Oh, this is great news. I didn't expect that from you. I gotta admit, I thought you were gonna come up here and say some bullshit. But you didn't. You showed up and gave me news about a possible friendship.
Well, I also had another thing, but it didn't seem as important now.
I think we all could use more loving, but sometimes take your time and preheat that oven. Give it time, give it time. You can't jump to that heat. You have to give it room to breathe.
Hey, chipmunk, over here. I gotta get this out to you. I thought Dave was wearing glasses 'cause he was secretly a raccoon, but that's not what was going on, and I know that now. Thank you for telling me to slow down.
Hey guys, sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, we're all on the 18th hole now, you know. Come on, everyone in.
I just wanted to say, it's me, Marigold. I came over here 'cause the fairway's cold, and I thought it would be nicer here, and we could have a slice and a beer. But anyway, I'm really proud of us for being so different and learning from each other and not letting that get in the way.
I agree. Let's get that snack mongoose over here. And I'll have Michelob Ultra, a big slice of beer.
Oh, we all could use more loving.
More loving.
But preheat your logic.
Your logic of
moving.
And this is the greatest first day of spring that's ever been told. Take it from me, a chipmunk who lives in the 18th hole.
Yeah, huh. Preheat that oven. It makes more preheat that oven. It makes more sense the more you say it. So just keep on playing this game. Let's go ahead and play it. And I'm gonna regret this, but my heart's no longer in boxes. As we're winding up, let's invite back those foxes. Come on.
Oh, me?
And you.
Come we're on. Making our entrance.
Come on, go.
Hello, Mr. Chipmunk. Can we be your friends here?
Yes. That would be fine. That would be fine. With you two plus Seth, that makes nine.
That we're here, see? There's something we all know. Everyone wins at the end of the show. Preheat your oven of love.
Of love.
Four!
I was just hitting four.
Whoa!
Four.
Yeah, see, four.
Good job.
Good job.
Thanks, everybody.
Good job.
That goose is coming to yell at us for all being on the same hole.
Oh, please hurry up!
We better get out of here.
The end. That was golf, but if animals did it, the musical. It was, and it is.
It was, and it is, and it always will be.
And it always will
and
be.
You're never gonna take that away from us.
You're never gonna take that away from us. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I feel like someone has siphoned oxygen out of my brain. Is that what happened?
That's how you know you did it right.
Okay. That's how you know that you just did an episode of Off.
When you feel a little lightheaded.
Uh-huh. I'm like, oof.
The experience of Off Book is standing up too fast.
Yeah. I stood up too fast. I fell right back down.
We're
not done.
Scott is telling us to do a sound check, and he is right, but we are still recording.
That's hey, okay. Scott, it's okay. You stood up too fast. But we do appreciate you looking out for the show. But
he's right. He's wrong. He's mostly wrong, but he's right.
He's mostly wrong, but he's also right.
Now, you know what else is only right is
listening to all of the offerings from Suboptimal.
Yes. Jamula's broke Tawny. Up a little bit when you said it, but what I think you said is that Tawny's amazing podcast, which is with Andrew T. Yo, Is This Racist, launched a whole network of other great, cool podcasts under the... Well, Tawny, I'm not going to... I'll let you tell people
about it. No, you got it. We were all in chats together at the same time when we were talking about going indie, doing our own thing.
And, yes.
I feel like you guys, we did like the same vibe. We were like, we're taking it in-house. We're doing our stuff ourselves. You don't have to answer to anybody. And yeah, and it let us, I mean, for me and Andrew, it let us not have to talk about racism all the time.
All
the
time, which...
we'll do it once a week, but for our other fun shows, we talk about all kinds of stuff. And it gave me a chance to like do little mini pods with my friends who maybe aren't in the podcasting space. Like my friend Kristen is like she's like a sommelier and like a wine and spirits expert, but she's really fun and engaging. So I was like, let's do like a booze podcast where you teach me, an idiot who likes to drink, what we're talking about. And I love that one. So that's in what we call the Suboptimal Bundle. I got other stuff in there. My friend Poonam Patel, who's wildly funny. We read our childhood diaries and just absolutely drag each other.
and you got Yo Can We Live, which is just you and Andrew and sometimes other guests, just like celebrating.
Just literal like racism antidote show. Just like, I love Andrew. We're great friends. Can we please talk about regular life?
And also, if you haven't listened to it yet, Material Flats.
Oh,
yeah. Material Flats is great.
Very, very good.
Thanks, y'all, for your support. Yeah, I did that with my pal, Bethany Thomas, who we've been singing together for like 12 years. We met in a musical, and then we started being like bar band backup people in Chicago.
What musical was it?
Oh, it was called The Life. Do you remember The Life? It was from the 70s. It was about hookers with hearts of gold in New York. Lilias White was one of the main roles, if you know that Broadway name.
I don't, but that sounds so cool.
It was a fun time. There's a line in it that she still says to me,
witches, and this is as it is written at the end of the play when my hooker is telling her hooker, please come with me, get out of the life. And Bethany always says this to me. I'll call her and be like, can you do this afternoon? And she'll go, I can't. I wished I could.
incredibly versatile in its use.
Oh, it's a perfect act three, I can't go with you line.
Oh, that's great. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Anyway, Tanya and Andrew were instrumental in like helping us figure out how we were going to launch Off Book Clubhouse. So,
well, we all did it together. We all were like, we had a nice little network of truly like that was the best part of Earwolf to me. That was the only part of Earwolf that helped us was like, we love each other and everyone's great and we support each other. So being able to preserve some of that as we figured out how to get out of their shackles was fantastic.
Which is to say, going forward, there's going to be some fun collaboration between our two pods on the way as we try to sort of like, just band together as a bunch of independent pods trying to help each other out. So, dear listeners, please make your way over to Yoda's This Racist. Please check out suboptimalpod.com, right?
Suboptimalpods.com, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
And get that in your life. Your life will be better for it. I promise you.
I promise.
No, and I'm excited for what we'll do together.
Can't wait. It's going to be so fun. Wait. Be on the lookout for it to our subscribers. Yeah. Thank you, Brett on the frets. Woo. Thank you, Scott Passarella, King of Pandas, Pandas of Kings. Oh, thank you, Sean Matthew Leary for making a bunch of new merch that we now have on TeePublic. There's links to that on our Facebook page and our Twitter and stuff like that.
That's right.
And that's all I got, Jess. What am I forgetting? Oh, we didn't have time.
Oh, shoot. We didn't have time. Well, as always, this episode was brought to you by Woodbirth the Wooden Frog. What sound does he make? One day we'll find out.
Not today.
Not today, but soon we'll find out. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you wait, don't help me. I've got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Just sort of, Zach, just crystallize mm-hmm. everything that's happened
great,
in
good.
This whole episode.
And we're here.
And think about where I am. Think about what prompted what,
yeah.
this whole
Yeah.
Huh. If you're on a golf course, unaware,
you better not let your ball get eaten by a bear. Bye.